Feeding stray animals. It's common for people in neighborhoods to take mercy on different street animals that they see that are in need, that need food or want food or maybe want food, and they feed them regularly. The question in halacha is one obligated to feed an animal to help save it from hunger and the like? So there's a general ruling, a general mitzvah, which is counted as mitzvah 611 in the Minyan HaMitzvos of the Sefer HaChinuch, brought in Parshas Kisave, which is v'halachta bedracha, but you should go in the ways of Hashem. Just as Hashem is merciful, so too you should be merciful. So the question is, to what does this general rule apply, and would it apply to feeding stray animals? Would a Jew be obligated, if he sees a hungry cat on the street, to go into his home and bring him a bowl of milk? So we have a clear ruling in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Evri Drachim of the Alter Rebbe, Halacha 3, based on the Gemara in Bava Metzia, page 88b, that while the Torah does obligate a Jew to place bodily effort to save an animal, even if it's not your animal but an animal from Hefker from the street, you need to do bodily effort to try to save his life due to the mitzvah of Tzar Bala Chaim. Nonetheless, the mitzvah of Tzar Bala Chaim does not obligate one to spend his own money to help the animal. The Alter Rebbe adds in the Kuntres Achron 3 that this applies even if the animal's life is endangered and the animal will die. Nonetheless, the Torah does not obligate a Jew to spend his own money to help save the animal. Whatever you can do with your 2 feet and 2 hands that doesn't cost you a cent, you're obligated. You can call a shelter, or you know someone who would take in the animal, or there's hefker food available. In any case that it's not costing you any money, the Torah obligates a Jew due to Tzar Bala Chaim to help save him from his pain. This is all with exception to a stray dog. By a stray dog, it's written in the Pesukim that it is a mitzvah to give him a small morsel of food, even if it's food that you own and it's going to cost you some money, in order to emulate Hashem's ways of mercy. And the reason brought down for this is because we see that Hashem showed mercy to the dogs by having the food stay in their abdomen for 72 hours, being that their food is scarce, and therefore so too man should emulate Hashem and show mercy likewise. This applies even if we don't see that the dog is endangered and is going to die if he isn't fed. Nonetheless, the Alter Rebbe adds that in order so the dog does not become a nuisance to the neighborhood, one is to hit the dog with a stick after giving it the food in order to discourage it from returning back. And so is written in the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos 155b. So in summary, one is never obligated to feed a dog using his own money, his own food, if the dog does not belong to him, and the same applies to any other animal. However, by a dog, there is a slight mitzvah to do so, as opposed to other animals that are stray animals that one does not own. Nonetheless, even by other animals, if one sees that the animal is endangered, it certainly is an act of kindness and mercy to feed them, even though, once again, one is not obligated to spend money, even though he is obligated to do everything that his body can do to help save the animal. There is, however, one major clause to this halacha regarding feeding stray animals, feeding a dog, doing the slight mitzvah, and that is that it only applies if the dog or animal is not a danger to the public, such as the dog doesn't bark or attack people, and the same applies to any other animal. If, however, the animal is a nuisance, such as it barks or attacks people or damages property, then it's forbidden to feed the dog or other animal. So it was ruled in the Eila Shabbos 3:24:19 and recorded in many other Pesukim, such as the Sefer Shabbos, the Das Torah, the Mishnah Berurah, the Kaf HaChaim, and others. So it was recorded in the Alter Rebbe Hilchos Shmiras HaGuf HaNefesh, Halacha 3, that it's forbidden to own such a dog who barks and scares people, and certainly if he attacks people. Likewise, there is a second very important clause in this halacha, and that is that the heter to feed an animal, especially a stray animal, is only with food that is not fit for human consumption, meaning that it's not meant to be eaten by humans, such as leftover foods after a meal that are going to anyways go to the garbage, or foods that humans don't regularly eat and are meant for animals, such as barley, which is clearly an animal food. However, otherwise, the prohibition of bizei eichlin, belittlement of food, to feed food that's fit for a human to animals. So is recorded in the Gemara in Titus, Daf Chaf, brought in the Magen Avraham, chapter 171:1, and other pesukim. So a final summary. One is not halachically obligated to feed stray animals from his own food using his own money, although it is proper to give some food to a dog on a one-time occasion if the dog is not a danger to the public. The same applies by other animals. If one desires to feed them, he may, so long as they are not a nuisance or danger to the public. In all cases, one is not to feed them food that is meant to be eaten by humans, is rather to feed them leftovers, non-kosher food, barley, and foods of the like that are meant for animal fodder.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.